Good morning, Emily.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And now, as we saw, animal rights activists launch protests around the country with a group of up to 100 people halting traffic at Melbourne's busiest intersection during peak hour. Why do you think animal activists protest in such a, well, I think it's fair to say, such an intrusive way?
Well, I'm going to talk about the legal side of this. And I think I would start by saying that legal and moral are two completely separate issues. There are many practices that are legal in the meat and dairy industries that, you know, are being protested, many of which you can see in Dominion that are not remotely ethical and wouldn't align with any Australian's values, you know, so that's to begin with. But we also have to remember that all change challenges comfort and sometimes convenience. So animal rights isn't the first frontier on which we've seen some social upheaval precede changes for the better. That's an integral part of society's evolution. So I think being stuck in traffic is nothing compared with the suffering that animals face in the meat and the dairy and the egg industries. You know, billions of them have their throats slit, are beaten, you know, all treated like products. So I don't think we can blame anyone who peacefully, if enthusiastically, speaks out against that and asks people just to consider the cruelty of it all and brings it to the public awareness.
Right. Do you believe that this protest, now in comparison to other protests such as the same-sex marriage protests we had back in 2017, climate change marches, do you think this protest was, it seems a little more intrusive, illegal than these other marches? Why did they go to this different level?
Well, I think there's two sort of things at play here. One is how it's promoted in the media. So, you know, you can sort of see how something plays out if you're watching it through channels that, you know, are portraying it in that way. Then it can look a lot more fever pitched than another protest, depending on how they want to portray that issue. I think the other thing is that these kinds of issues and talking about animal rights really touches a lot more of a general public nerve. If you protest around, you know, marriage rights, or you protest around feminism, a lot more people can kind of go, yes, I'm not a perpetrator of that, so I, you know, I'm not opposed to that, so I am going to get behind it and back this protest, and any action doesn't seem too much. But when you're talking about something as integral to most Australians as meat, for example, people take it a little bit more personally because it's asking those people to make changes in their life. It's not all Australians against a faceless coal company. It's kind of a group of Australians that have more information to share, talking to a bunch of Australians who essentially have been lied to. And that never sits nicely with us when we're confronted with something like that. Nobody likes to be woken up when they're asleep, I guess.
Well, what exactly have we been lied to about?
So Dominion is an Australian footage. So essentially what the protesters are trying to get people to do is watch this documentary that really questions, you know, the concept of high welfare meat or humane meat, or, you know, nothing humane happens in a slaughterhouse. And the only reason that we are led to believe it does is because we see the very clean packaged finished product and none of the process. And most of us don't want to. You present people with footage like that, they often will close their eyes and ears to it. So I guess that the cone of silence that has existed around the agriculture industries that abuse animals has happened for far too long, and there hasn't really been an opposition that's vocal, that's pulling back that curtain before. And I think when you're complicit in it, you know, you take part in it three times a day, you fund these industries, it's very hard to be told, hey, you're part of the problem. Everyone wants to cheer when an animal gets rescued from a cruelty situation, so of course nobody wants to be told that that's where their paycheck's going.
Well, as you know, as we can see in the media, there has been a lot of backlash against this protest. How successful do you think it was?
Look, I think the proof is in the pudding on this one. In the days following, there's been a huge spike in people watching Dominion and researching the why of veganism and going beyond, I think, searching veganism as a dietary choice or as a recipe outlet and more to the morals behind it. You know, humans are creatures of comfort, and when we have something that's kind of ignorant bliss, I think that it requires a big shake-up to get us to question things and get us to kind of question what we've been told in line with the values that we actually have. You know, we know from poll after poll that Australians are anti-animal cruelty, so I think that if we have our conscience pricked that we might not be doing all we can to stop it, or we might even be contributing to it, people want to do their research. But You really have to sometimes make some noise and shake things up for that to happen. And I think that we've seen so much discussion about it that just talking about it is something animals have never had before. They haven't had people on the outside talking about them.
Right. Well, I mean, I guess it's a good thing we're all at least talking about it. I guess that's one good thing we can say came out of it. Emily, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.